Well, good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Chair 90 Body Burn 30 support call. This call happens Monday through Friday at this time, which for me is 6:40 Pacific Time, 7:40 Mountain Time, 8:40 Central Time, and 9:40 Eastern Time. If you ever miss these calls, you can miss them up on an application called SoundCloud or wherever you get your podcasts by putting in Frank Lomas and TR90 or Frank Lomas and Solutions, the Digit 4 Anti-Aging. That would be in the SoundCloud app and wherever you get your podcasts from. If you're listening to this as a podcast and you wish to catch us live, dial into 712-775-8972. And when it prompts for the conference code, put in 910022 to join us live, and we would be delighted to have you along with us. I'm Susan Mann out of Portland, Oregon, welcoming you to the call. Our panel of hosts help support your TR90 efforts Monday through Friday on these calls at this time for about 15 minutes because we really want you to have a good, successful journey with that. When you're first starting out with that TR90 program, it's your one lean meal a day, two shakes a day, three snacks a day, 30 grams of protein at least three of those meals. Taking your supplements 15 to 20 minutes before a meal is best, but if you're not able to do that, do take them with your meals. They'll still work. It's just not, as what they say, super effective as it would be if you could take it beforehand. I would say about 35 to 40% of the time I had to take them with my meals. Life of a substitute, we never know when our breakfast and lunch are going to be because things keep constantly shifting on us. So many times I had to take them with my meals. If you, let's see. So that's your supplements, making sure you get 7+ servings of fruits and vegetables every single day. And the closer you can get them to fresh and to the source, the better you off you are. With those fruits and vegetables, you get your macronutrients, which give you your proteins, your carbs, your sugars, your fats, your micronutrients, which are your vitamins and minerals. And the last thing that fruits and vegetables give you is fiber. And fiber helps in two ways. One of which is with satiety or that feeling of fullness. The other way that fiber helps is for good digestive health. For that, guys need about 45 grams of fiber daily. Ladies, we need 32 grams of fiber daily for that good digestive health. And if you're getting all that fiber, you'll want to get up and get moving because 30 minutes of moderate to heavy exercise, at least 5 days a week, is the bottom baseline of what exercise you should be getting. Sometimes there's some extenuating circumstances, but that really is what you should be aiming for. You can chunk it up into one 30-minute chunk, two 15-minute chunks, or three 10-minute chunks, whatever suits your lifestyle, but making sure you're getting that moderate to heavy exercise in. And if you're getting that moderate to heavy exercise in, you will probably be perspiring, so you'll need to think about your hydration level. So since you can lose up to a quart of moisture, body moisture, in an hour, if you're exercising heavily, you'll need to make sure that you're staying well hydrated. The baseline for hydration is 1 ounce of water for every 2 pounds you weigh. So if, for instance, you weigh 100 pounds, you start out at 50 ounces of water and you increase it from there to offset what you're losing either through humidity or heavy exercise. And the last thing that I have found in all of my studies for not only these calls, but just in general, is 7 to 9 hours of good quality sleep a night. That good quality sleep actually sets your brain up for making good decisions, clears out toxins, restores muscles and tissues, stores memories for your brain, helps your brain make good decisions for the next day or two. So it just does a wealth of really great things. So today's information is mostly recipes, and it is coming out of a book that is called Eat to Live. And it was written by Joel, J-O-E-L, Furman, F-U-H-R-M-A-N. He's a medical doctor. And we're going to finish off, we're going to be jumping into some soups and stews because extra recipes is always a good thing to kind of shake things up and kind of get you out of the doldrums of what may be boring you with your fruits and vegetables. So we're going to start off today with the high cruciferous vegetable stew. And that is, you start out with 4 cups of the serve stem. It 4 cups of water, 2.5 cups of carrot juice, 1/2 cup of dried split peas, 1/2 cup of dried lentils, preferably the red ones because they make the prettiest soup, 1/2 cup of dried adzuki beans soaked overnight, or you can use the no or low salt canned adzukis, but you need to rinse and drain those. 1 bunch of kale and 1 bunch of collard greens, both with the tough stems and center ribs removed and the leaves chopped coarsely. 1 head of broccoli cut into florets. 8 ounces of fresh or frozen broccoli sprouts that have been cut in half if they're large. 8 ounces of shiitake mushrooms cut into half. 10 ounces of celery stalks cut into 1-inch pieces. 3 leeks coarsely chopped. 3 carrots cut into 1-inch pieces, 3 parsnips cut into 1-inch pieces, 3 medium onions chopped, 4 medium zucchinis cubed, 4 cloves of garlic that are chopped, or 2 teaspoons of garlic powder, 1 28-ounce can of chopped tomatoes with no salt or low sodium added, 1/4 cup of the Dr. Furman's veggie zest or other no-salt seasoning, 2 tablespoons of Mrs. Dash, 1/4 cup of chopped fresh parsley, and the last thing that is optional is 1 cup of broccoli sprouts. You place all of the ingredients except for the parsley and the broccoli sprouts into a large pot, cover, and bring to a simmer, cooking until the adzuki beans are tender, which is about 1.5 hours. If you're using the canned ones, you can simmer until the soup, simmer until the vegetables, lentils, and split peas are tender and the flavors blend, which is about 1 hour. In a food processor or a high-powered blender, blend 1/4 of the soup until it is smooth and return it to the pot and stir in the parsley and the broccoli sprouts if you're using those, and serve. The next thing we're going to be looking at is Lisa's Lovely Lentil Stew. This serves 4. It is 2 cups of dried lentils, 6 cups of water, 1/2 of a medium onion finely chopped, 1/8 teaspoon black pepper, 1 teaspoon of dried basil, 3 large ripe tomatoes that have been chopped, 1 celery stalk finely chopped. You place the lentils, onion, water, pepper, and basil in the pot and simmer for 30 minutes. Add the tomato and the celery and simmer for an additional 15 minutes or until the lentils are tender. Our next soup is actually a tomato bisque. This serves 6. You start out with 3 cups of carrot juice, 1.5 pounds of tomatoes that are chopped, or 1 28-ounce can of whole tomatoes with no salt added or low sodium. San Marzano variety is best. They're lower in acid and are sweeter, as a side note. 1/4 cup of sun-dried tomatoes that have been chopped. And next ingredients are 2 stalks of celery chopped, 1 small onion chopped, 1 leek chopped, 1 large scallion that has been chopped, 3 cloves of garlic that are chopped, 1 small bay leaf, 1 pinch of saffron, which is optional, 1 teaspoon of dried thyme, which has been crumbled. That's to release the oils that are in the dried thyme, by the way. 2 tablespoons of Dr. Furman's tomato zest or other no-salt seasoning, 1/2 cup of raw cashews, 1/4 cup of chopped fresh basil, and 5 ounces of baby spinach. In a large pot, you're going to combine all of your ingredients except for the cashew, basil, and spinach. You're going to simmer that for 30 minutes. Discard the bay leaf. Remove 2 cups of the vegetables with a slotted spoon, and you set those aside. You puree the remaining soup and cashews in a food processor or a high-powered blender until smooth. Return the reserved vegetables to the pot. Stir in the basil and spinach and let the spinach wilt. And I think I'm going to stop there because I'll jump into main dishes on Monday. At the top of the hour, if you scoot over to Facebook One Team Global Live, one of our leaders will be sharing some information on how to build a new skin business. I'll be back on Monday. Thrilled to have had you along with us. If you wish to share any thoughts or comments with us, you can definitely do that by after I take us off mute. Or the other thing you could potentially do would be to send me a text to 503-502-4863 and let me know your thoughts and opinions. Just let me know that you're part of the TR90 group so that you don't end up accidentally into my spam folder. I hope you make it a great day, and I look forward to your comments. So I just heard something, but it was all kind of garbled. I hope the whole call wasn't that way. Okay, if there's no other thoughts or comments, I'm going to go ahead and release this early, and I'll see you back here on Monday.